Hey, Coach, with your ground game producing the way it has consistently this season, what has been the key in that area? And when your zone read gets clicking, what needs to happen for that to get in the groove?
Well, we don't run much zone read, but, you know, like anything, whenever anything's successful for you, it's because you have good players. And we've got a very good offensive line, we've got a very good blocking tight end, and we have an outstanding running back.
Coach, after taking a look back at that Vikings game, what kind of points of emphasis are there on defense this week?
We got to do a better job in coverage. I thought Castle played outstanding and did a really good job, and you got to give him credit for, you know, his performance. But obviously, we can do a better job generating a pass rush and kind of disrupting the timing of some of their throws, and we got to be closer in coverage.
With your offensive philosophy, obviously tempo is the first word that comes up for a lot of people. What is the significance of that to you and the root of what it brings for you guys?
Well, it's not the first word that comes up for us. So, you know, it's just a tool in the toolbox, just like Novak's is a tool in the toolbox, four receivers is a tool in the toolbox, two tight ends is a tool in the toolbox. It's just, you know, it's something that we have the ability to do, but it's not everything that our philosophically we're based on. We're just trying to find a way each week to score points and put together a plan that we believe our players can execute. And then we got a bunch of really, really good players that, you know, when you put them in the right situations, can be productive.
Coach, is it a little frustrating for you that you're kind of still seen as a college coach running a college offense? Seems like you've adjusted with some NFL-type things to be successful.
No, I've never been concerned with what the perception is. If you are, then that means you care what other people's opinions are more than you value your own. We just try to go to work each day and put together a plan so we can be successful on Sunday.
In terms of putting your system in, did the transition to the NFL go the way you thought it would?
Yeah, it was great. We've got, you know, I think our players here were outstanding in terms of accepting our staff in terms of what we wanted to get accomplished, and felt like we have a really, really, really good staff here that we enjoy working together, and it's been a lot of fun.
How has Foles adjusted to it?
He's been outstanding. You know, you look at the numbers that he's put up in the short amount of time that he's been here, I think he's adapted very well.
What's been most impressive to you about the season that LeSean has put together for you?
I just think, you know, he's just a tremendous talent. The one thing I love about him is the attitude that he shows up here with every day. And he's excited to play football. He's excited to practice football. He's excited to study football. So just a lot of fun to be around.
With the run-pass disparity you guys had up in Minnesota, what was behind that? What caused that on Sunday?
Nothing caused it. We had 475 yards of offense and scored 30 points. We don't care how we don't get any points for having a good run-pass balance. If you can throw for 400 yards a game, I think any single coach in this league, all 32 of them, would say, yeah, I'll do that.
Coach, what's your best Kyle Long story?
Kyle's awesome. I love that kid. You know, we were only together for a short time, but he instantly fit in with everybody on our team, our coaching staff. He just, you know, there's something about Kyle when you see him. There's a, you know, just a presence to him that he's always got a smile on his face. He's always excited about the new challenge and the new opportunity for him. You know, I know he made me a better person in the short time I was around him. He's awesome. Love the kid.
How did he make you a better person in general? How does his personality kind of make, you know, impact
his outlook on life? You know, there's just such a consistency to him. He's excited about every opportunity that he has, and I don't think he takes anything for granted. You know, I know he's been through a lot and has come out the other side with shining colors, and I think he's just a testament that if you believe in yourself and, you know, you're deep down inside, the one thing I know about Kyle is he's just a really, really, really good person, and to be around people like that on a consistent basis can brighten anybody's life.
He admits that he was very raw when he arrived with you in Oregon. What did you hope you could give him in a short period of time to point him in the right direction football-wise?
We just lined him up and let him play. He's a special talent, and I think he's being a little bit humble in terms of that. He was raw because he was kind of new to the position, but he has a skill set that a lot of people don't have, and we were fortunate to have him.
How are your practices different now than they were at Oregon?
They're not any different.
exact same?
By and large, yeah. We just have less players, but our practice is the same. Same tempo, same rhythm, same attention to special teams, same exact things we did at Oregon. We're practicing the same way here at the Eagles.
Coach, what's impressed you most about this Bears offense?
Their diversity, you know, and I think Mark's ability to use all the weapons he has at his disposal, and he has a lot of really good weapons. You know, the fact that they didn't miss a beat when Jay went down and Josh stepped in, and it's a fun offense to watch. Just not going to be a fun offense on Sunday to watch, but I enjoy watching them the other times during the week, during the season.
You talked about your coverage against Minnesota. When you play guys like Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, what do you say to your cornerbacks and safeties in terms of how to cover those two?
You need to be as close to your work as possible. You know, you got two outstanding receivers that even when you are on them one-on-one, that still doesn't mean they're covered because of their ability to go get the football. So, you know, our guys are excited about the challenge, but it may be the best combination that we've faced this year, I can tell you that.
When you say you enjoy watching them on film, what specifically do you appreciate most?
Just everything. If you're a fan of offensive football, just their diversity, how they use their running backs, what they do with their tight ends, they get their extra O-line package, what they're doing with their receivers to kind of get them uncovered, the new wrinkles that he has on a weekly basis.
Right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.